if you want to Twitter as we finish the afternoon, that's great. And it acts as a kind of record and an archive and a document of the conversations that we've been having. So rather than try to write everything down, what I thought would be really good would be from each couple, succinctly as you can, because there's a lot of us, just answer the question if you can, from between you or from each of you, what can you offer to a dance agency? What do you expect from them? And we'll go around this one. Thanks. And Steve will just come and just ignore him.
As an Arts Council employee, I could meet with artists at a dance agency, explain more about Grants for the Arts, and try and encourage better projects that which we could fund through Grants for the Arts.
As a new project director of Northwest Graduate Dance Company, I would like to set up meetings with the agencies and to create that progression route for those graduates into the workplace.
As a freelance dance artist, I'd like to be able to offer a real sense of cultural experimentation with all forms of art.
As someone that's responsible for an outdoor and street arts festival, we think that we can offer opportunities for artists to learn about and perform in a way that they may not have thought about, and also to connect to other events around the country and in Europe.
So I'm just going to remind you that the question was about what you can offer the dance agency and what you can expect from the dance agency.
As a Chinese dance company, what we can offer to the dance agency is Chinese dance performances, workshops, and collaboration with other artists, and also of shows as part of agency's bigger event. And what we expect from agency is opportunities to be part of their festivals, events, and to showcase our work, and get advice in like a touring or networking or how to develop our organisation.
Okay, we're going to have to be a punchline. Clooney?
All right. The Arts Council can offer money. What we want back is public value. Oh, no applause for that.
Okay, as a chief exec for South Asian Arts UK and somebody who works with South Asian dancers particularly, what we can offer is information about the dance practice by these dancers within the region or wherever the agency is based. And then in return, it would be good to have the agency as a broker or an advice of where these dancers could further develop themselves with that expertise within the dance world that I don't have.
I can offer a dance programme, advice on dance programming and marketing. I would like, or maybe what the agency offers is scale in terms of educational community reach.
Hi, we can offer a venue for them to put their work into quite comfortably, and I'd like them to make sure we have the kind of work that we want.
Following on from Fergus, a venue for them to put the work in, but also actually a location to be based, office space, that sort of stuff. From a council side, links to community engagement and working with local artists that are already resident within the borough.
Yes, similar in terms of co-producing and commissioning local groups and artists based within our borough. But what I'd really like to see is support on that transition from new emerging artists and groups. Again, that transition from community groups leading into more established professional artists and professional youth dance companies.
What I will expect from the agency as an independent artist and a small company is supports with sometimes to go and discuss ideas if I have got any, and help me with the application to let me know about what is around, where we can apply. And what I would like to offer to them is my expertise in various areas of dance.
I'll offer to continue to work to empower the wider sector to have a voice and not devolve responsibility always to the dance agency. And what I'd expect from the agencies is that they continue to be transparent about their offer.
What I expect and offer conversations that are effective and will challenge and change. There's artists that we can offer classes, basically a dialogue that has meaning.
It gave rise to the debate, define dance agency.
What we could offer as a producer service are artist surgeries and workshops, and what I would like from dance agencies is data.
We have a university. What they can offer to the dance agencies is space in terms of hosting residences or performances, supporting with artist development. And what they would expect would be that kind of early intervention with graduates in terms of CPD, whether it's practice or business skills. So it's really about just workforce development at an early stage. And then we had an agency that was specifically BME-led. What they could offer the mainstream agencies, so to speak, was access to high quality BME artists, and what they would expect in return would be access to contacts or venue networks, and to be able to promote those artists in particular contexts.
Right, the Grand Theatre can offer space, we can offer access to the Tower, the Winter Gardens, the Pleasure Beach, the Comedy Carpet, we can do curtain raisers, we can offer opportunities to showcase, be a commissioning partner, we can be a venue for Youth Dance Festival, we can promote the agency's work, and in return we'd like information, advice, to be linked in with the sector and for the agencies to promote our programme.
As instant dissidents, we can offer space, open salons, internships, mentorship programmes, liaising with students in return for financial support and promotion, advertising.
Yeah, as a young dance artist, I can offer an entrepreneurial spirit with flexibility, a knowledge of the trends, and agility to adapt to times of like modern dance, and willing but frustrated to work for free.
We could offer creative producing services, and we could receive housing, office space.
I would hope I'd be able to offer my knowledge and experience as a working dance practitioner over all levels, both teacher, choreographer, performer, with a view to then feeding back into the centre through residencies, workshops, performances, lectures, feedback, etc.
Speaking as a dance agency, specialising in dance for the outdoors and in unusual spaces, we can offer expertise in that field, contacts, networks, potentially leading to training, performance opportunities and commissioning, and general insight into that area.
Hi. We'd like to offer bridging the gap between graduate dancers to professional dance in maybe ways not just practical, but the theories behind it, the practicalities of selling yourself as a dance artist in both, you know, doing your tax returns, all that kind of stuff, and also being an ambassador for World Dance and linking up with other strategic agencies like ADAD and the Dance Agency in Liverpool to make sure it's all connected. And what we'd like in return is for it to be part of the programme, so we could be paid for that and and also be part of the annual programme within that. And help with facilitating that with universities and colleges, so that there's that link up with the graduates.
Okay, I'm going to have one sentence.
Sorry.
As an artist that also has a venue, I'd like to offer the opportunity of being an overspill for companies that also need space, and also to be able to offer the wealth of experience we have in providing performances in outdoor festivals in order to be mentors for people that are wanting to go into that area.
I'd like to offer specific expertise that I've garnered from inclusivity and take that into the agency and work and mentor as many young graduating people who don't then go into those inclusivity environments and panic and never do it again. And then the agency, from an ecology and economy point of view, we can all promote more work through doing that with a wider group.
2 points. Number one, I can offer high quality rehearsal space. And secondly, advice and creative ideas on working sites specifically, particularly in rural situations, and engaging environmental agencies that would otherwise not be interested in the arts. For that, I would like to engage collaboratively on those kinds of projects.
I'm unemployed dance manager, so ranging anything from nothing to 25 years worth of experience, ranging from production, business, management, dance development, lots of stuff.
At the Lowry, I think we would offer, as we do, a very broad-based partnership, which could relate to our programme, audience development work, artist support, youth dance activity, and our Centre for Advanced Training. And I think in return, what we would seek in that kind of situation would be a genuine sense of collaboration and a shared sense of purpose.
I think Phoenix could offer expertise and specific professional creative development opportunities from the perspective of a middle-scale established dance company. In return, I think we too would like some data and possibly support with engagement and audience development activities in the regions.
As an independent dance artist, we can offer a voice, attend events like these, communicate through the power of words, not through movement.
As an independent dancer, I think I can work, or I can offer workshop classes within my practice, and I kind of expect in return a genuine interest in my practice.
As an arts organisation, I expect the space to grow and develop, and I offer to share what I learn.
Links to specialist training institutions on a national scale, increasing access to and from pre-vocational training, receiving an opportunity to encompass a broader vision for dance, embracing the company, the organisation's vision, but not being restricted by it.
As a venue, we can offer performance opportunities for selected or supported artists, and in return, we would expect quality and support in artist in audience development.
I can offer the use of an inclusive networking website in return for help populating this website and filling the database with artists and relevant information.
We can offer rehearsal space and also perhaps connections to a more commercial dance background if they don't already have that.
We can offer brokership with our current 5 sub-hub groups across Yorkshire region, and that's developing, and also kind of share where we want to go strategically over the next 3 years.
As an independent producer, I will continue to offer the dance agencies a commitment to working with the next emerging talent, particularly in the north. And in return, I would like them to act as a broker, advise, and a partner.
As a local authority officer, I can offer the local dance agency on the ground regional knowledge of where I'm based, which is South Yorkshire. I expect back from the National Dance Agency a partnership and a tap into the regional and national networks.
Hi. As a dance practitioner, I would like to offer the dance agency the opportunity to enhance their already established programme for dance training, especially in education and training for students, choreographers and teachers. And my expectation is that they're a one-stop shop for support, advice and networking.
Great.